Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
How many clocks in your house right now say 7:02?
Okay, I was trying to think through all the clocks yesterday. I think I did a pretty good job because it's mostly just, you know, the wall clocks that are mostly decorative anyway.
Does your oven update?
No, the oven
doesn't.
Do you
have a Wi-Fi oven?
No, we got a dumb oven. And actually, the microwave was like fighting us on it. I don't know why the clock on the microwave was like, nah, don't feel like it.
Oh, I didn't even think of our microwave.
Yeah, all of them. All of the clocks.
We were out of town. We got back early evening on Sunday. So like I got the car right away and then we got home. Made a pizza.
Yeah.
I didn't touch. I got the stove this morning. I totally spaced off our microwave.
I know. You kind of have to just kind of play that game. Like, which one of my clocks is lying to me right now?
Pick another room.
Yeah. Yeah. All Sunday morning, I was like, wait a second. So is it, wait, what time is it? Is this clock smart or is that clock dumb?
Well, and that's tough too when we're on vacation. So you wake up in kind of a foreign room, right? And you're still remembering where the bathroom is.
Yep.
And then I'm like, God, that's, I got up really, really, it felt late? I don't remember.
Yeah.
One of the two for a sudden. I'm like, why am I up? Oh, yeah. The clock felt, no, it felt really early.
Yes.
Because I got up at my typical 4:30. I'm like, why am I up at 3:30 in the morning?
Look at me. Early bird catching the worm.
Oh, time change.
Yes. Which is still hard. I'm like, why? Because I got up early, even though, and then it felt like it was super, super late last night, and it wasn't that late.
I was asleep at 8, and I was ready to go at 2 something this morning.
Oh, I was too.
Right?
My body just woke up.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
We'll work our way there.
These adjustments are hard to make, but here we are Monday morning and ready to dive into whatever the week holds.
First Monday of November.
Yes.
And still looking at, you know, mid upper 60s all this week.
I'll take it.
I mean, it's way down the road, but if you're already planning for Iowa, Oregon, 52 isn't horrible.
No.
For an early November football game?
No, that's great.
Yes.
We were doing some yard work yesterday, and I'm like, this is just like fall perfection. It's like the leaves aren't going crazy falling yet. It was just kind of like, you know, put some chairs and, you know, outside stuff
tidy
away.
Up, yeah.
Tidy up the outside.
Would you say fall for fall, this might be one of the more brilliant leaf seasons, although it just felt like it's late?
It is super late, but the colors are lovely.
Try being in a plane flying just beautiful, both in Lincoln, Nebraska. I can't believe I'm saying that, as well as Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
Lincoln, Nebraska. Gorgeous. Get out of here, man.
Pretty flat, honestly.
Yeah. That's kind of Nebraska's calling card.
See, I've been to other Big Ten towns, and it's okay.
Yeah.
It was fine.
It's fine.
It was for, you know, having a great time for all of the activities with Shannon, but we didn't really explore Lincoln because, you know what? Lincoln.
Again. Because, well.
Lincoln.
As the aforementioned.
It's like a dumb oven.
Yeah, exactly. Lincoln. And then Forbes, I guess, dipping into the Halloween spirit just a little bit, as much as Forbes can. The highest paid dead celebrity.
Ooh.
I've got that list in Z Sleaze. And I think a lot of the times it was me dipping into a bag of candy this weekend, but a fall favorite that goes along perfectly with football, Chex Mix.
Oh, I was going to say Chex Mix.
Chex Mix.
Yeah.
So good. But there's always that question. If you had to get rid of one piece.
Wheat.
From the Chex Mix.
Wheat.
Wheat Chex.
Out.
Immediately.
Wheat, oh, God, yeah.
Without even, because to me, it's pretzels.
No, I love pretzels.
No, there's too many. Especially with the, whatever, the Chex Mix brand, like the pre-bought store stuff.
I don't like that stuff.
They've got like a window of pretzel, and then there can be sticks in there and circles. I'm like, enough with the pretzels.
No, I'm good. Wheat Chex gone, and I am high on the Worcestershire sauce.
Yes.
Extra Worcestershire.
Heavy on the Worcestershire.
Yes, please. It makes me happy. Worcestershire.
I know. I'm like, I just don't need.
So you would actually take a non-pretzel Chex Mix over.
That would be amazing.
A wheat heavy Chex Mix?
I don't usually, if I'm making it myself, I don't even bother to include the wheat Chex. It's just like, why?
Okay. While we're on this topic, because I feel like you and I are experts.
Okay.
Most foreign item that's appreciated in someone else's Chex Mix.
Foreign item?
Cheez-Its.
Oh, yes. Okay, I'm sorry. Like, what, a finger? What are we talking about?
Most appreciated foreign item.
What?
Hangnail.
The Cheez-It is an unexpected delight.
Peanut.
Peanut? I like it when you can get, like, a flavored peanut.
Really? Like a honey roasted?
Maybe not a honey roasted, but
if there's
something...
I don't want sweet with my Chex Mix. Chex is just a salt and maybe garlic salt delivery vehicle.
I like a little mixture.
Do you?
A little sweet, a little salty. I'm a big fan.
Cheerios?
No, too small, unfortunately.
Too small?
Yes!
I'm eating it by the shovelful. I'll still get it in there.
It's like you need four Cheerios to be one Chex.
Well, I'm not replacing. I'm adding. These are all additives.
It's too small. Like when I'm doing a handful, it's going to slide through my monster fingers. It's too little. It's too
dainty. Why'd you put these in here? They're not even worth it.
If I'm serving Chex Mix to a baby, Cheerios, sure. But I am an adult.
We made this for the kids. This is kids Chex Mix.
You know how
this is adult Chex Mix.
It's kids because there's Cheerios in it.
We haven't had, Shannon usually makes one tray a fall. We're not quite there yet.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll put the request in this week.
Yeah.
For the Oregon game.
Ask her for a good oddity in there.
Oh.
One little something that's going to surprise.
Just, oh, I didn't see that coming.
Oh, wow.
Because every family has just a slightly different recipe.
I put in sesame sticks. Have you ever had those?
No.
It's like a little crackery thing. It's
interesting.
Good. It's good.
I'll still take my pretzels over your sesame sticks.
Really?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Okay, I was not in charge of the candy handing out at my home. And I feel like if I had, maybe I would have had a better handle on the management. But I was the candy purchaser.
Okay, that makes sense.
So I had 160-piece bags of candy, and my daughter went through one, no problem, thought she'd open the other one, and we didn't, I don't think, use a single piece out of the open second bag.
Oh, no.
So we have a lot of leftover candy at my house, and so I, of course, had to get a little crafty. I got to do something with it. It can't just, sit on the counter in the kitchen for months staring me in the eye. I'm gonna eat it all piece by piece, Eric.
And if you brought it here, we'd eat it all piece by piece.
Exactly. So I thought I'll just kind of disguise it as something else. I'll dress it up as a cookie.
You're telling me that entire container in the back is our candy cookies?
Yeah, candy, leftover candy cookies.
Do you have a variety of flavors?
Nope, it's all mixed. I chopped up Snickers and Twix and Milky Way, and there's some M&Ms and peanut M&Ms, and
all in one batter
of cookie.
Oh, how was the dough? Tell me you ate the dough.
What? No, there's eggs in that, man.
You have to eat the dough.
Sick. I'm not gonna eat the dough.
You've had raw cookie dough before, haven't you?
I've had raw cookie dough to disastrous effects.
It's okay.
One time we had like a girls' night, and we're like, we're going to make cookie dough. We're just going to eat it. And then we're all like, well, I don't feel good.
Well, you ate the whole thing.
Yeah, we did.
A spoonful's not going to hurt you.
A spoonful is fine.
I can't imagine what that would have tasted like with all the candy in there. I want that.
It tastes good.
I know it tastes good.
It tastes good.
And the cookies taste good?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're cookies with caramel. Every manner of candy. They're perfect.
What do you use as a base? Like a chocolate chip cookie? Sugar
basically,
cookie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chocolate chip cookie base.
Just load in the candy.
And then just put, instead of chocolate chips, candy.
Did it break your mixer?
Basically, yes. Yes. It was a big, heavy.
Well, is that all the ones you made or is that about half?
That's half.
Oh, my God.
That's half the batch. And I still have leftover candy. I got to move units.
This sounds like a win-win-win. Cookies here, cookies there, more candy there.
Not for my hips. Okay? Not for my hips.
Okay, according to the city's website, the mobility program, whatever gives us the scooters.
Oh, yeah.
Like April to October, officially ended on Friday.
Oh.
So we should start seeing them being collected, I guess, out of their main locations. But I need to call them because there's a scooter that has been in my neighborhood.
What?
For a month.
Like, what are those, abandoned in somebody's front yard?
Yeah, it's just been sitting there. I've watched mowing teams mow around it. And is it my responsibility to call them and tell them it's there? Or I thought they could track them all.
They track them.
This one looks like it's been abandoned.
Although, didn't we have this issue last year? Somebody abandoned it on the side of the road, and like because it was completely out of battery, they couldn't track it.
That'd be my guess. This thing legit has been in my neighborhood for a month.
Maybe you do call.
Or do I just be a good Samaritan and throw it in the back of my SUV and drive it somewhere?
See if you can fire it up.
Okay.
And drive it down. Then put it in the car. Because it's got to be heavy.
I'm trying to think of the safest route from where that thing is located to get it downtown. You have to take a major thoroughfare. There's no way. I guess I could go up Oakland Road.
Yeah.
It's still a pretty busy road, but to wherever that, like, clearly they didn't take the interstate, but they would, Edgewood?
Would have been the fastest way.
But most dangerous, because how fast do they go? 20? 10?
I don't know.
I don't either. I've been on one in a display mode, but I've never actually rented one of these scooters.
You've been
before.
On one in a ballroom.
That's where we did it. Yeah. Just to try it out on carpet.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
fast.
I want to be a good Cedar Rapidian. I want to either report it or, like you said, maybe drive it.
Drive it.
Drive it back.
Drive it would be the most fun.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Syrup is police investigating a shots fired incident. This was Halloween night, Friday night, in the 6600 block of First Avenue West. About 6:26, probably in the heart of trick-or-treat time, an adult female suffered what appeared to be gunfire-related injuries. She was not sent to the hospital. Officers initiated an immediate search of the area, located two juvenile males, matching witness and video descriptions. They're currently detained. This is an ongoing investigation, and no further information is available there. Getting you some sports shorts. All right, we know the kickoff, and we know that a national pregame show is coming to Iowa City. It's not the one we want, but it's still one.
Hey, we got one.
Hawkeyes taking on the Ducks of Oregon. 2:30 is going to be kickoff. CBS will be carrying that game on Saturday. We also know that Fox Big Noon kickoff pregame show will be live on campus. Last time they were here, I believe they set up right in front of the old Capitol.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of lawn right there. But we do not have an official location as of yet. If I may, I've got one other quick sports short.
Proceed.
The game ball from Kirk Ferentz's record-breaking 206th win is now in the College Football Hall of Fame in Atlanta.
Really?
This was the win that made him the winningest Big Ten coach ever at 206 victories.
Well, that's cool.
And that number continues to climb. So congratulations. I think that was posted on the Hawkeye Athletics website like Thursday or Friday this past week. But officially is there. It is now an official display in the College Football Hall of Fame. What's got us feeling all right? As I mentioned at the end of last week, through the course of this week and as long as I need to, I'm going to try to mention as many as opportunities so we can make sure we're helping our friends, neighbors, and family members going into a month, which right now has fully suspended SNAP benefits. One way to do that is Hy-Vee is offering, as long as it's a Hy-Vee with hot food service, free meals for kids 12 and under this week only.
That's awesome.
So, 4 to 7 p.m. each day. The meals, by the way, are dine-in or carry-out. Anybody else, it's $3. Which is also very affordable.
Very affordable.
Here is your menu.
What do we got?
Today, baked potato, pulled pork. Tomorrow, spaghetti, meat sauce, salad, and garlic bread.
Yeah.
Wednesday, chicken and noodles with mashed potatoes.
Yes, please.
Did I tell you I used to do school lunch menus when I worked the radio when I in Washington?
You did not.
Yeah. I would read the school lunch menus for like 6 area schools. It's just like this. Thursday, November 6th, an Iowa school staple. Chili and a cinnamon roll. Friday, sesame or orange chicken rice bowl, provided there's a high chai.
Okay.
If that store does not have one, it'll be a couple chicken tenders, some mashed potatoes, and corn.
So good.
Hot meal, free, kids under 12 today through Friday at participating Hy-Vee locations with hot food service. Thanks for your help with what we need.
Absolutely.
Everybody needs to be looking out for each other right now. That's got us feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Heidi Klum is the queen of Halloween. She always goes all out on her costume for her big annual Halloween party. And of course, she did it again this year.
What was last year the worm? It was in the last couple of years.
And then he was a fisherman.
It was weird.
Yeah. She and her husband have a couple's costume, but it's all about Heidi.
Yes.
Heidi goes above and beyond. This year took her 10 hours of prepping before her final reveal. She transformed into Medusa.
Snakehead.
Yes. With fangs. She had this big prosthetic tongue that was coming out of her mouth, which she had to take off at some point because it required her mouth to be open the whole time.
I can't get x-rays because I gag, right? Yeah. And yes. She had that in her mouth.
She had a prosthetic tongue. There were mechanical snakes in her hair. And her body, instead of being a woman, she was a snake herself. So
I'm looking this up right now.
Oh, it's incredible. Her husband, Tom, was the warrior that was turned to stone. So he kind of paused and looked like a stone statue, and she looked intense.
This is unbelievable.
The amount of prosthetics and makeup and time that it takes. And then you go to your own party, and you can't move because you are a snake, right?
It's what it looks like.
My goodness. It's kind of like the year she went as the worm.
Exactly.
You're stuck in that costume. Some other celebrity costumes that popped up. Shout out to Ed Sheeran, who went as Pennywise from It. I'm guessing his own red hair was his inspiration.
It's also having a resurgence because there's that It prequel right now on HBO.
Sabrina Carpenter was a bedazzled and blonde Wonder Woman. Taylor Lautner and his wife, Taylor Lautner.
That's right.
Yeah. They were Dalen Brennan from Step Brothers.
Awesome.
And shout out to Lizzo. She was a mozzarella stick from Chili's. Yeah, just if you're stuck on a costume, do something you love. Cheese sticks.
Oh, that had to be a group. Like somebody had to be the Southwest egg roll.
I need that too.
I need a Southwest egg roll, a big mott stick from Chili's.
I want to see the sampler platter, please.
Yes.
Let's put it all together.
Yeah, and
on
then
one
like
plate.
A hot wing.
Forbes got into the Halloween spirit and released a list of the highest paid dead celebrities of 2025.
Hey, a lot of people are still making money off their name.
No, totally.
And they haven't been here for a while.
So this is pre-tax earnings from sales, streams, other licensing deals that person had going on.
Okay.
Notorious B.I.G. and at number 5.
Really?
$80 million.
That's shocking.
I know.
I don't see that anywhere.
No. There's a tie for 3 and 4. Two members of Pink Floyd, Richard Wright and Syd Barrett, $81 million each.
Yep.
Dr. Seuss, $85 million.
This entire time, I wouldn't even named him.
I wouldn't have thought of Dr. Seuss.
But of course.
Yes, huge.
Okay.
Michael Jackson.
I figured he was close to the top.
Had to be, right? Michael Jackson, $105 million. Not even alive.
Is Elvis number one?
No, Michael Jackson. Oh,
Michael Jackson was.
Elvis is number 7 on the list with $17 million.
Huh.
Yeah. Nowhere near $105 million that Michael Jackson is making.
Wow.
Wow. Okay. A lot of actors and actresses cut their teeth on Law and Order. They learn how to be actors. But in the case of an actor named George Pagastya.
I don't know, said George Pagastya.
No, you don't. Even though he has appeared on not one, but 2 episodes of Law and Order. He got a little taste for some real life Law and Order. I think around Halloween, he and his wife were on their way home from a dinner. This happened in Jersey City Heights, New Jersey. And they saw a man trying to convince a woman to leave with him. She was 19 years old. She appeared to be drunk and she did not know the guy, but she did not want to leave with him. She tried to get away from him and he picked her up and put her over his shoulder.
Physically?
Yeah. And they could hear that she's like, no, put me down.
Like a fireman's carry.
Yes.
Wow.
Doesn't want to be near this guy, but he is physically taking her. So that's when George and his wife stepped in. They told the guy to put her down, get out of here, scared the guy off. And then they called the police.
Perfect move.
Yeah, they gave a statement to the police officer about how it all went down, but they don't know exactly how it turned out.
Well, you have to watch the next episode.
Exactly. It's a cliffhanger. A cliffhanger.
Do you think at some point he's like, I got this. I've been on Law and Order twice.
Based on my experience on Law and Order.
Beyond just the hero stuff. The hero stuff, very admirable.
Awesome. Right? Good human.
That's a what would you do situation.
Yes.
But once the police arrive, he's like, I got this. I know how to give a police statement.
Right, right.
I've done it before.
He did play court officer in his most recent stint on Law and Order.
You may have seen me as court officer officer, court officer on a Law and Order episode.
Based on my experience from the show, let me tell you how it's going to go down here. Thank you. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
Hey, how was your weekend? What did you do? Let's play a little bit of catch up before we really start working on this Monday.
Check out my phone and look at these pictures I took. I had a great weekend.
Look at this. Look at this. It's the sharing circle before you start your Monday. Too
sharing
seriously.
Circle.
It is.
Grab a cup of coffee and your emotions.
I know that you had a very busy weekend.
We sure did.
It's not only Halloween, but it's your wife's birthday, and you had to make sure you went all out, and you were very, very nervous about how she would feel about her celebration.
When you surprise your significant other with a trip to Lincoln, Nebraska, you better have some things in store.
Babe, I'm going to whisk you away to beautiful Lincoln, Nebraska.
We chose Lincoln for a couple of reasons, one of which there is a friend of a friend has a small little boutique, makes her own purses. Actually, the purses, I believe, are made in Thailand by women who need an economic boost. So she's a certified B Corporation. Everything is done very humanely. But we've never been to their actual headquarters. We just see them at a pop-up store every Christmas time in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to take her there. So check. We also had a 7-course meal prepared for us at this restaurant. That was great. And then the highlight, which is my photo on the Z102.9 Facebook page. In the last couple of years, Shannon likes college volleyball, but has really gotten into it. Knows players, knows teams, and Nebraska has had the best volleyball program for decades.
I know that.
They have their own arena just for volleyball.
Wow.
They do gymnastics and other things in there, but it's for the team.
Wow.
I mean, the trophy room alone is huge, and then there's just banners everywhere. So I got us tickets to sold out, so I had to use a scalper to get two tickets to the Nebraska Oregon volleyball game. And I got to tell you, I understand the sport, right? It's not that hard to follow. It's very exciting.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Especially when, I'm going to guess, there were 10,000 people in that arena. Everybody knows who's playing. They're signed. It reminded me a lot of the fandom for Caitlin Clark and the Hawkeye women's basketball team.
Yeah.
We spent yesterday afternoon at an arena on the Cornhusker campus at a Nebraska women's volleyball game. Had a great time.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Did she turn you into a fan? You got into it.
I enjoyed what I was watching. Am I going to seek it out more? Probably not. but I got into what I was there to watch.
Yeah, it's really fun.
It's a ton of fun. I know you've done Extreme Arena a lot for the hockey women's program.
Yeah, they make it a really good, approachable, and fun throughout the whole
It is so family
match.
Friendly.
Yeah.
For sure. And again, it just kept reminding me of Caitlin Clark and I mean, everybody knows the name of all the players and, you know, you're just rotating 6 or 7 through on the court. And then, you know, a lot of times when it'd be volleying back and forth, and then they would just get the point, whole place erupts.
Woo!
Yeah. I learned different moves and words. If there's a block at the net, you wait for the point, you go, roof, 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 because they put a roof over that thing.
Oh, roof?
Yeah, roof, roof,
like,
roof.
Like a dog?
No, not like a dog, like built a roof and you couldn't get the ball over the net
because
he blocked it.
You've learned so much.
I have.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was our out on Friday, back on Sunday trip to Lincoln, Nebraska.
Whew, whirlwind. I was looking through my photos this weekend and I'm like, well, the highlights still, I go back to Friday because it was Halloween and we had so much fun. My youngest still going out and doing some trick or treating. She went as a preppy construction worker.
Nailed it.
A preppy construction worker is a construction worker who also dresses preppy. So she had to have a pink hard hat and she borrowed producer Ben's safety vest from his safety days, which actually turned out to be a super great costume. We could see the kids in the dark because we could look for Cora's glow-in-the-dark vest.
Oh, very helpful.
Super, super helpful. But it was really fun because it was her and her two friends. And so the moms and all, we got to kind of trail along with them. And we did find one house where they had adult trick-or-treating.
And did you partake?
Oh, we got there just a little late for pudding shots, but we did make it for beer with Halloween koozies.
Nice!
It was awesome.
Congratulations.
It inspired me. I'm like, this is just a couple houses down from me. I could get in on this too.
If you're just walking the neighborhood, yeah.
Yeah, why not?
It's adorable. I also love that your dog Rex has photobombed the photo.
He was so excited.
Is he wearing a costume?
Yeah, the kids bought him one, and he did wear it though. He was so, he,
He's a trooper.
He's a trooper. Against my wishes, but thank you for celebrating with us, Rexy Rue.
Put him in the spirit, right?
Yes.
Can I just make a tiny critique on the costume? I don't think that candy bag is big enough.
It was not, turns out.
So, that Lululemon bag's too small.
The other girls had plastic pumpkins, yeah. But the Lululemon bag was preppy, so she went with that.
It's on brand.
The pumpkins and the Lululemon bag were full. We had to stop at our house, drop them off, and get just plastic sacks.
You had to reload?
Yeah, because they were not done yet.
Now, she does have some sort of like messenger bag, so I'm guessing she could have...
That's the Lulu bag.
Goes with that bag.
Yeah, it just goes... No candy goes in there. That's for her purse, for her accessories. What accessories? I do not know.
She's a preppy construction worker.
Yes. Preppy construction workers need preppy bags.
Don't question it. Our photos are up right now on the Z102.8 Facebook page. And those are the stories from our weekends. We would love to see how you celebrated the end of October going into November. I know right now there's at least one Christmas tree on there.
There's got to be.
Someone dove in.
There's got to be more,
and is
though.
Already decorated. Let's get those photos up right now. We'll continue more One Shot Weekends coming up.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B102.9.
Well, from the looks of things, a lot of amazing weekends going down across eastern Iowa. A
lot of fun happening. Love to see everybody's Halloween photos. Lots of kids trick-or-treating. I love Sarah's photo. It looks like they've got the whole neighborhood together, and she and her friend surprised the kids trick-or-treating. They dressed up as 6'7".
That's one of many Halloween costume posts that we have. Our namesake, Charlotte, the Morning Scramble Blue one, is a mermaid this year. Christy, thank you for sharing that photo.
Love it.
Did you see the dog dressed
as a cheerleader? Yes. Looking good, Miss Sadie.
I love that they did two dogs. The German Shepherd was dressed as a bumblebee and was not having it.
No, thank you.
But there is a very adorable... It's wrong, but my heart's like, that's adorable.
It's so cute. I love... Steve shared Soulja Boy costumes, which that is a fun, easy, and it looks pretty comfy.
Erica, thanks for sharing trick-or-treating. Now, Nicole, I don't believe this is a costume. This is her kid going straight to the Christmas clothing.
Yes.
The day after, wanting the transition to take place immediately, as I feel like this year a lot of people are already doing. I think, and we know, we already have some pictures.
There's at least two Christmas trees.
Christmas trees went up this weekend.
That are already up. So it's good to kind of see where people are at with that. Like, there's a lot of Halloween wrap up here, but we're ready for Christmas.
Krista actually posted a photo that goes back to Thursday's Jury in a Hurry.
Oh, this is interesting.
They were in Sarasota, and when they were boarding the plane, they actually left the airport, walked on the tarmac to get on the plane. Based on my rule, you have to put foot on ground to say you visited the state.
So technically when they're boarding, they did.
Yes. Now, she was already in Sarasota, but I think that would count.
You would count that as a visit.
Yes.
Boots on the ground.
Boots on the ground equals you were in a state. I love, though, that Krista found a photo that went back to our Jury in a Hurry from this past Thursday.
That's really cool, yes. Krista. Also, shout out to Kaylee. She was in a play over the weekend, or knew somebody who was in a play, Once Upon a Mattress.
I was in that.
You've seen, my husband directed that.
He did?
Yeah, not you, but.
I was the Mute King. It was the senior musical. Yeah.
Classic.
I love that show.
It's a great show.
I'm very curious where you put it on, but Kaylee, thanks for sharing that picture as well. Boy, I see we had women's wrestling kickoff at Carver, I know, over the weekend.
Nice.
Trombone Mikey got a picture there. A lot. Some people, too. We've got an interesting amount of cat photos.
Yeah.
Where it's just like we took the weekend and just hung out at home finally for once because they were just go, go, go all October.
Home or where the cats is.
Yes. Now we are missing. Oh, we've got at least one photo from the orchestra as well.
Nice to see that.
Yes.
We also had Rocky Horror at CSPS. Rick, his first time at Rocky Horror.
Say it with me.
Virgin.
Okay, where is the Day of the Dead picture? I've lost it. It's such a great picture.
It's a beautiful photo.
Found it. Okay. Catherine, right?
Catherine, yes. Catherine has an ofrenda celebrating Dios los Muertos. Beautiful with candles and all of the pictures and stuff. It's a gorgeous photo. thank you for sharing that with us.
Admittedly, I know nothing of this holiday except from what I live from Coco.
Mostly what I know from that.
But for what this is and how you're displaying it, this photo, Catherine, I'm so glad that you shared that with us.
Gorgeous. Gorgeous.
Thanks to everybody for getting those photos up. We love doing this every Monday morning. We call it One Shot Weekends. Still plenty of space, though, if you want to continue to post those photos. We encourage that on the Z102.9 Facebook page.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble
on Z102.9.
Don't wag your finger at the radio. It's not too soon to say that.
It's not really. No, I mean, you could easily make the transition. And we are getting in the spirit this month.
Yes. So in mere weeks, we are going to go in order. You're going to have Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Then you're going to have Black Friday. And then you're going to have Shop Small Saturday. In celebration and spirit of that, we are hosting a live Morning Scramble in just a few weeks, calling Morning Scramble Favorite Things, and we're going to showcase all of the awesome opportunities in Marion.
Yeah, some of our favorite things that we're getting excited about as you're getting your holiday shopping together for the season. We are going to be shopping small, and we want to encourage you to do so too. So we're going to take a page out of Oprah's book.
Yeah, we are directly ripping off where she would do those live studio shows.
Admittedly.
And people... Honestly,
come on.
It is 100% her idea that we're just going to overlay into the community of Marion. So the morning of the 25th, only people in the audience who want a ticket to be there, all we know is there will be some companies showcased, and they're going to make sure everybody in that studio audience gets a lot of prizes.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not going to announce that list until that morning. That's part of the fun and mystery. But we do know it's a Marion business, and B, this is all going down. Big thanks to the Marion Public Library for hosting.
Yeah, huge to them for posting and for all of our partners. We're working with the Marion Chamber of Commerce, Medco, the City of Marion, Uptown Marion have been amazing partners on this.
So we encourage you to shop small. We really encourage you to listen to win your way into a live Morning Scramble show coming up Tuesday, November 25th. Tickets will be next week sometime. But just put this on your calendar now, kind of on your radar. We encourage you to shop small this holiday season, and we really would love for all of that to go down in Marion. Big thanks once again to the Marion Chamber of Commerce, Medco, the City of Marion, and Uptown Marion for Morning Scramble Favorite Things, with more information still to come.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.